So, Nisha, if you have a few minutes, I'd like to chat with you about next year if you have some time.
Absolutely, I do. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So Leah, if you want, I guess we can meet tomorrow or day after. Right, I'll be here.
Sure. We have a meeting tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Okay, so like I said, Nisha, I do want to see if I can spend time with you guys next year during my sabbatical, which by the way, has not been approved yet. I'm assuming that it will be approved. There is a small, really tiny possibility that it doesn't get approved. I just wanted you to know that. And the other thing is, I don't know if something like this fits within your plan as well, because I don't want to be imposing in any way.
Very much, and so
Okay.
I think I don't expect it will be any issue at all.
Okay.
So I like the idea. I think one question I have a few questions. So one of them was just that we haven't had a faculty member doing this kind of thing before. So how can you give me a sense of how this normally works? Would you like to be an employee? Is that how it works, or
Yeah, basically, I'd like to be like a regular employee of SanDisk,
Okay, all right.
but I guess the roles are something that we can talk about what kind of role you would want me to take, and my goal is to is the purpose of the sabbatical, the official purpose of the sabbatical. Is for from the FIU perspective is career development, meaning that I get to do things that I usually will not be able to do at FIU, but which will significantly affect or impact my productivity at FIU eventually, after the sabbatical. That's the general goal of the sabbatical process. So
we are doing a lot of work on persistent memory, and we will continue to do that. So I think in that sense, your goal of getting exposed to our persistent memory thinking
Yeah.
will be met. Now, beyond that, I think the question is, do you have a particular sort of role that you would like to explore? From a role perspective?
I'm not entirely sure because I don't know what role would be the best complement for you guys. I mean, I want to say things like, okay, I want to work on projects that I just won't be able to work on here at FIU. Because we don't have the expertise or the technological capability to do such work, right? Ideally, I would like to fit into a role like that. So at the same time, with try to align myself or whatever I do with the general goals of the sabbatical process, which is to get an experience that will significantly benefit my future work.
You would be a senior architect within the team, and what that basically means is, you'll be a member of the team, you can kind of, join in any projects that we have going on. You can, maybe when you get here and you get a little bit more oriented, you'd like to propose something that you'd like to do for the 6 months,
Okay.
We can do that, but that way the role is defined in such a way that we could really make it whatever it becomes naturally.
That sounds ideal to me. That sounds perfect to me. Because it's a sort of a chicken and egg problem, right? It's hard to say what I would want to do unless I know what's going on. And you can't tell me what's going on until I show up, right? So that's I understand that. One thing which I was thinking is that if it helps to have some advanced clarity on what I could potentially work on so that you guys can plan better, I could say, for instance, spend an hour a week sometime early next year or something so that I can get oriented towards the various projects.
I think that actually would be good because I think that would result in a more productive time for you and for us. So I rather like that idea. So, yeah.
Okay.
That'll give you sort of a sense of what we've got going on. Yeah, I think we should do that.
Okay, excellent. No, this is great. I'm really looking forward to it. And so I just wanted to make sure that your plans are not going to change because of this, or it doesn't affect what you're doing, right?
No, it doesn't affect what we're doing. I think we'll roll it in. The main thing is that from a headcount kind of perspective, I will need to make sure that people know that this is happening.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to say is that it's really going to be something like a consulting agreement for about 6 months.
Okay.
And things like that to consult on persistent memory architecture and, you know, and build up good relationships for the future.
Right.
And things like that. And I think I'll put that way and assume that a certain amount of design, you know, work and possibly, you know, some oversight of development kind of work happens.
Okay.
During your time here. So
okay.
So I think I'll package it up that way. So
okay.
Hopefully that makes sense to you. Yeah,
absolutely does. So,
yeah.
So Nisha, there's one formality that I have to do at this point in time, which is to get an invitation letter from you that I need to submit with my sabbatical application, which is due in about 10 days.
Yikes. Okay, all right. So let me do this. We are actually doing our budgeting this week.
Right.
So I'm going to add this to my budget and, you know, kind of justify it. And I'll simply just ask, you know, our HR whether they have any objection to me issuing a letter.
Okay.
You know, the next 10 days.
Okay.
You know, because the problem is our budgetary process is going to go through probably for another month and a half.
Okay.
So it'll be done long before any of this starts, but it isn't going to get done in the next 10 days. So as long as they are not opposed.
Okay.
It's an invitation letter, that should not be a problem, but I will need to check with them.
Right. Well, it won't be a commitment letter, for instance.
Yeah.
I would just need to be an invitation letter at this point. It is not absolutely required for me to submit that, but it increases my chances to get the sabbatical.
Absolutely. So I think here's what I think would help is if you can send me a copy of a letter like that.
I'll draft one for you. I just drafted one for the folks in IIT Bombay, because I'll be spending time there as well, a bit of my time. But your letter is probably going to be significantly different. But what I'll do is I'll create a version that may be more in line with SanDisk and what it does. Because there's some language that needs to be in the letter. It's not monetary or any commitment oriented. But just in terms of how this benefits you, for instance, and how this is likely to benefit FIU, that sort of stuff needs to be in there. So I'll draft something and send it over, hopefully by tonight or tomorrow.
Perfect, because I think from a SanDisk perspective also, really this is going to come down to what's in the letter.
Yeah.
And so the easiest thing for me would be if you send me a letter, then I can just circulate it around and say, this is what he wants, right?
Yeah.
And that way the people in HR, particularly if the letter doesn't say have any commitment or any physical numbers attached, I see no reason they would object.
Right.
And that'll make everybody's life easier.
Excellent. Okay, that sounds good. This, if you have 5 more minutes, I'd like to talk to you also about Daniel.
Yes.
Because I believe he spoke with you and he said that, you know, he set up some time for all of us to talk perhaps on Thursday.
Yes.
Just a quick thing is that, you know, in Daniel's case, I think the main question I have about the engagement, if we happen to do one, is how well aligned is that work with his thesis direction, right?
And I think, I think that is what we need to talk about, Raju, because what I told Daniel is that if it has, you know, if he can work on persistent memory, then obviously the devil is in the details, but just based on that general area, I'm optimistic.
Right.
That there will be a good alignment. Now, non-blocking rights is a little trickier because non-blocking rights by itself really doesn't align well. Now, if there's some intersection between non-blocking rights and persistent memory that I'm not seeing, I'm certainly open to discussing that.
Right. So,
that's kind of what I told him.
Right.
Yeah.
So, in fact, you know, for Daniel, one of the future directions that, you know, he has to currently, he's done with a significant chunk of his thesis, but he has maybe one or two pieces left that he needs to do to wrap up his dissertation. And one of which is quite attractive, is non-blocking rights to persistent memory.
Okay, all right.
And so that's where I see the intersection. And maybe we can talk about this a little bit more when we have time on Thursday.
That would be good. And if you can have maybe Daniel, or if you have your thoughts, you know, easily handily written down, if Daniel can send me like a paragraph describing what that intersection, I can see that there would be one for sure. I just want to get a little bit more grounded so I can think about it before Thursday.
Right.
That would be helpful.
The other
issue I brought up to him, Raju, is my main concern is the location.
Because
here's the thing, I mean, we've done this kind of thing before where, you know, I've had two actually people who've done their PhDs while working full-time for me.
Yeah.
So they've both been here.
Yeah.
And the only remote guy I have right now in that kind of a situation is Zev Weiss, who's a student of Ramsey's.
Yeah.
And there, the situation was Zev spent about 6 months with us, and he continues to work on the code that he was working on here. So in that sense, even though he's remote, I feel like he's thoroughly, you know, basically he's totally in with what's going on. And so the fact that he's remote doesn't concern me
so
much. But if, you know, if I have a remote person who's still ramping up, I'm worried about that because Florida is so far away.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I completely understand that. And, and there are a couple of possibilities that Daniel is considering as well. He needs to talk to his family he has a newborn, so all that makes things a little bit more complicated for him.
Exactly, and that was my other feeling, was that, you know, because of his young son and, you know, having him, you know, travel back and forth really frequently also doesn't feel like it's going to be viable. So it's more like, I think, wherever his family is, he needs to be very solidly parked there.
Right. And I don't think he's open, or he's considering the frequent traveling option either. So,
yeah.
I guess if we'll get to talk on Thursday, I'm hoping, and I'll have Daniel write something up for you, like a paragraph on what could potentially be a match, and then we can talk about that and the logistics on Thursday.
That sounds good. And when would you like to see him graduate?
I would like him to graduate by the end of 2015, which is next year.
Okay, all right. So we really are looking at a fairly focused activity.
Fairly focused activity, yeah.
Okay. All right. No, that sounds good. So, yeah, I gave him a calendar slot on Thursday, so I think we can get together at that time.
Yeah, he told me 2:30 on Thursday. I have it in my calendar as well, so we can chat about it.
Perfect.
Okay.
Sounds good. So if you guys want to just call me at my desk, that would be great.
Hold on.
Actually, no. I will email you a dialing number. That'll make it easier for everyone.
Okay, great. Okay. Thank you.
So Raju, please do send me a letter.
I'll send you the letter, and I'll also ask Daniel to write up something and send it to you.
That would be perfect.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much, Raju.
Thanks a lot, Nisha. Appreciate it. Yes. Bye now.
Bye.